Exhibition Tour of Loaded Beings by Sylvia Kokunda. Welcome to this online tour. My name is Kokunda Sylvia. I'm the Executive Director of Action for Batwa Empowerment Group, an NGO supporting the indigenous Batwa community to which I belong in Uganda. I'm also part of Land Body Ecologies, a global research group that explores mental health impacts of environmental change and are in residence at the hub in the Welcome Correction Building. The Batwa Indigenous Community is a community that was forcefully evicted from their ancestral forests in Uganda. Action for Batwa Empowerment Group, ABEG, is a women and Batwa-led organization under the stewardship of their own child, Kokunda Sylvia. I'm connecting with you from Kanungu District in southwestern Uganda today to share my perspective and insights into the exhibition Looted Beings. I'm outside, the weather is hot, so we are in the summer. I hold a master's degree in organization leadership and management. I represent my community at human rights forums, regional and international, speaking out against all marginalization and injustices that Batwa continue to suffer. Our suffering today can be traced back from our eviction from our ancestral land, what is known now as wind impenetrable forest. Following the online tour that I took, most of the artworks in the gallery were appreciated, and I do thank everyone who combined efforts to participate. I made some observations on some of the work and related it to our work and situations of Batwa people, which I want to comment about. Number one, the ground opening. The first I can comment about is the ground opening. In the same article, I learned that everything is important not to be wasted or taken advantage of. According to matagallery.com, by Olken, the materials she uses and stories she tells out of her artwork tells us that most of things on this earth are inseparable. Just like one cannot separate soul from the body, thus it is very harmful to separate human beings from nature. More so, the art gallery creates a market for products during the exhibition and events, which is a very big challenge to Batwa who make their products and don't get market for their products. This is a reflection from Livera, a weaving artist. She says, "We use it to get weaving materials from the forest, but now we can't access the forest since we were evicted. So now I continue the crafts to make sure I get an income. Now we have to go work for some people to get income to pay for these materials and equipment. We also don't have market to sell our products, so it takes months before we can sell something unless we have one tourist coming to buy a basket, which means we will get income. It is very challenging to have enough income to look after our families." Rivera Tujomo Rujendo, weaver, artist of Batwa community. Then I move to the article of Joska. The experience of the Yanoman relates to that one of Batwa. Just like Batwa were forest keepers and hunter-gatherers who lived in the forests and protected it, living in the harmony, and now here comes colonialists who led to eviction of the Batwa from their ancestral home forest for conservation. This makes us live in misery, where we have been used as tourist attractions by individuals who use us to achieve their goals. Our hearts are bitter with the game played, but we have nothing to do because we want to survive. The Colonial Violence and Indigenous Knowledge by Patricia. Making a reflection of the cinchona tree, the source of quinine that was used to treat malaria, it reminds me of our historical plants and places which made us rooted in the forest, which is our ancestral home as Bato. We also had some specific plants and places which were miraculous to our lives, like a ficus tree, which served many functions while we stayed in the forest before a colonial conservation project led to our eviction, thus leading to the loss of many things to us. The ficus tree served as a place of worship, shrine where our spiritual gods lived. In case we needed blessings from God, in our local language called Nyabinji, we could go to the tree and worship before going hunting in hopes of a successful hunt. The same tree served as a medicinal plant for many complicated diseases like skin rash, in our local language called Chibugu. We used to get bark of the tree, boil it, and wash your skin with it. It is the same tree where we got our clothes from. From peeling the bark of the tree, dry it, and then distribute it amongst the family members. Due to colonial conservation that led us Bato to be displayed from our home, we regret losing our culture and connection to the plants and animals. So down there are some trees in the pictures, a ficus tree, which was a worship center and a medicinal and clothes source. Then we also have a plant used for medicinal and color dyeing of basket weaving materials, Ngaro Itano. The insights in the matrix Vegeto Welcome Chorus talks about the relationship between people and plants and their connections. The speaker considers using plants to repair, heal, and shift perspectives. Just in the same way, colonialism led to the struggle of indigenous cultures to use plants for healing due to disconnection from their natural habitats. The relationship we have with flora and fauna makes us rooted beings with nature. The Bato learned many skills from animals as well as the Yu also learned from us. For example, the relationship of a chimp and Bato. One day, a Bato went hunting and in his traps, he trapped a chimpanzee and he killed it. When he reached his snare, he found an animal which almost resembled a human being. He checked the hands and they were like his, the nose and the mouth, almost everything, and he detected the animal not to be edible. He left it there and went to set another trap. Another day he met the same animal. It was climbing a tree where it had detected honey in the tree. Bato had never thought that bees can be found up in trees. The chimp spotted the direction where the bee had fled to. Then it climbed the tree. While the Bato was looking at it and saw everything the chimp did, he used the same techniques to keep looking for and harvesting honey from the forest. Because in the forest there were no beehives, so it was a matter of tracing it from the forest where the bees are flying from. From there, the chimp and gorillas were referred to as cousins of Bato. When we think of our lifestyle in the forest, what we used to eat, drink, and our medicinal herbs, which can't be accessed now, all is now lost. This leads to Bato trauma. By drawing, playing music, and singing, it can be a source of remembering. If we don't keep reminding ourselves, our memories can fade, thus losing our culture as Bato. But involving themselves in different art crafts like basket weaving, wood carving, and culture performing, however, it has turned to business for survival. In the photos, there is the Bato artists, the baskets they weave, and there is Lois with a calabash pot, which was used for drinking water and keeping honey in the forest. Bato survived on making crafts as a way of keeping themselves connected to the forest because of the relationship they had with the forest and plants. We move to The Wilderness by Angela. One on the floor plan. The natural dyes we use for our basket weaving are taken from natural plants. A collection of plants, leaves, and the bark of the trees are used for different colors when it comes to craft making. Even the same tree will get bark crosses from the bark of trees. Soap sticks on the floor. More so, I learned that we should keep prepared for future. Whatever it is, coronavirus has made the mighty nail and brought the world to a halt like nothing else could. Our minds are still racing back and forth, longing for a return to normality, trying to stitch our future to our past and refusing to acknowledge the rupture exists, by Aldous Loy. As Batwa, if we were prepared, the colonial conservation would have not caused a lot of change to us. When we were in the forest, we were not thinking that one day we could be evicted from our homes. Thus, unexpected eviction meant that we came out with nothing. The eviction has led to many changes to our lives, including ways of living and surviving. The wind-impenetrable forest in Uganda was declared a national park in 1991 to protect and preserve a range of species, most famously one of the world's last remaining populations of the mountain gorillas. The creation of the park, which sits on the ancestral land of the Batwa community, was carried out without the community's free, prior, and informed consent. To make way for this conservation project, the Batwa were forcefully evicted from their ancestral forest and since then have been left landless and living in settlements on the margins of the forest where they face extreme discrimination and marginalization from wider society. Resolve correction. 7 on the floor plan. My observation on resolve is that since it is an interdisciplinary collective, it gives room to production of new knowledge and ideas. They have people with different skills which help them to learn from each other. This calls for connection and exploring other new ideas and skills, not keeping your minds fixed at one place. In other words, it calls for collaboration with different skills in different fields. When you compare the team that is involved with artists, curators, and different countries, they learn from one another when it is said that the art techniques enable our modern understanding of ecology, climate change, extinction, and the threats to biodiversity. Just like us, Batwa, when involved in the art techniques, we get to learn all these. It also keeps our memories, where we use different arts to tell stories of our past and current. In Jack Harbison's movie Wild Things, he identified how nature relates with human art, where different colors refer to different personalities. Red is referred to as an indigenous perspective. The reference of artworks by different people, indigenous art is represented as primitive. She also talks about the relationship people have with animals. In the same way, Batwa lived in the forest with animals and had a close relationship with it. I take the honor to thank the Welcome Collection for setting up a Rooted Beings perspective tour and inviting me to participate. I have learned a lot in the tour and the insights encountered. I have compared it with the story of Batwa. It has got some connections and similar meanings, most especially the effects of colonial conservation. The pictures, their cupboards where we used to store our food, then the wild fruits which we used to take in the forest. Then another photo, there is an African giant fern plant. Its leaves are used for making a shelter and a bed. At the same time, we used its branches as the hair comb, by Kokunda Sylvia, founder and director.